You gallants of country and city, come listen to me, and I shall declare you the truth of my ditty, that Monmouth is come to Whitehall, that Monmouth in so much disgrace, that Monmouth in so much disdain, does now in the court show his face, and is come into favor again. That Monmouth in so much disgrace, that Monmouth in so much disdain, does now in the court show his face, and is come into favor again. Brave Monmouth is now come in favor, I pray God preserve him so still, and that he may always endeavor to have his dear father's good will. Then England in peace it will flourish, and those that disturbed it in vain, their old hidden mischiefs may nourish, for Monmouth's in favor again. Then England in peace it will flourish, and those that disturbed it in vain, their old hidden mischiefs may nourish, for Monmouth's in favor again. No more shall their praying and crying persuade him to follow their cause, nor all of their vowing and lying oblige him to break the king's laws. For Monmouth has vowed that he never will follow no more such a train, but he will be loyal forever now he's got in favor again. For Monmouth hath vowed that he never will follow no more such a train, but he will be loyal forever now he's got in favor again. The good Duke of York did obtain it upon his confessing his fault, and wickedly he would profane it if ever that he should revolt. Upon his most humble confession and vows that he would true remain, and we hope he will have the discretion now he's got in favor again. Upon his most humble confession and vows that he would true remain, and we hope he will have the discretion now he's got in favor again. No more will he favor the rabble, no more will he follow their treats, no, all of their tricks are not able to make him believe in their cheats, but show himself faithful and loyal, and praise for his father's long reign, and they that their projects defile, now he's got in favor again. But show himself faithful and loyal, and praise for his father's long reign, and they that their projects defile, now he's got in favor again. Methinks the whole nation did want him, since he from the court did depart, yet those that before this did saint him now swear he's a papist in heart, because he has showed his obedience in hopes for to wipe off his stain. All those that are void of allegiance are mad he's in favor again. Because he has showed his obedience in hopes for to wipe off his stain. All those that are void of allegiance are mad he's in favor again. But those that are true, loyal-hearted, and love all the old royal race, lament the sad cause why he parted, and now do rejoice at his face. 'Tis better to mend late than never, the proverb was ne'er made in vain. We'll hope he'll remember it ever, now he's got in favor again. 'Tis better to mend late than never, the proverb was ne'er made in vain. We hope he'll remember it ever, now he's got in favor again. Had Tony seen this recantation, he'd hanged himself without a doubt, and swore that the sins of the nation had brought these confusions about. How it would have startled the peer to see all his projects in vain. But he died too soon by a year, though Monmouth's in favor again. How it would have startled the peer to see all his projects in vain. But he died died too soon by a year, though Monmouth's in favour again. Now whilst gallant Monmouth is shining and sharing in every respite, all Shaftesbury's factions are whining and envying brave Monmouth at court. But let them go on with their weeping, for my part I'll never complain, since Monmouth has left his bow peeping and got into favour again. But let them go on with their weeping, for my part I'll never complain, since Monmouth has left his bow peeping and got into favour again. Then he may deserve this new blessing, good heavens direct him the way, and let him avoid all addressing for those that did lead him astray, and make it his chiefest endeavour, whilst York and his father dost reign, to serve and obey them forever for granting him favour again. And make it his chiefest endeavour, whilst York and his father doth reign, to serve and obey them forever for granting him favour again.